Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network live broadcast. Here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, I invite you to join in on the conversation tonight. Our topic is smoke signals, working with purpose and perspective. The number to call is 866-338-9663. Again, that's 866-338-9663. The show is also aired on DreamVision7Radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mondays and Tuesdays, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are also available at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes. In our last show, Council Fire, Coming to Terms with Truth, we spent the hour talking about the Cancer Care Fundamentals conference that I attended and learned all sorts of important information about integrative cancer care and the role of mind-body medicine, nutrition, and the like, the importance of group support. So if that is something that resonates with you, please check that out in the archive. It was a really amazing conference, amazing information, and I hope what I shared is helpful to you. Tonight makes the one-year anniversary of Living on Purpose. I realized that as I was driving over to the show tonight. I have 24 shows under my belt. This is show number 25. I want to express my gratitude to Deborah Beauvais, who is the founder of Dream Vision 7 Radio, for her support and guidance and faith in me. It's been a tremendously growthful experience to be on radio and to be putting together these shows for you all. A couple of weeks ago, Deborah told me that in a two-week time span, I guess it was in October, there were close to 1,000 downloads on the archive for my show, and I was just overjoyed. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. Tonight we are talking about smoke signals, working with purpose and perspective. So what exactly are smoke signals? Basically, it's one of the universal unspoken languages of Native Americans, and a smoke signal is achieved through lighting a fire of mixed green and dry wood and then using a wet blanket to smother and then release clouds of smoke. You've probably seen that in Western movies and that sort of thing. And so smoke signals provide a bridge between earth and sky. In the same way, the smoke from the sacred pipe, the sacred peace pipe or prayer pipe, represents the essence of our prayers in visual form. I love the way that Jamie Sams describes that the smoke from the pipe is the essence of our prayers in visual form, traveling to great mystery. Okay, so in both cases, the smoke signifies the sender's intent. And so with our topic tonight, we are beginning a conversation about how to call for clear intent in our lives, how to walk our talk, how to really understand and work with our purpose, and how to keep our perspective as we do so. What Jamie Sams also says is when you lack direction or have unclear intent, as to what your needs are, the allies cannot assist you with those requests. Clear intent brings rewards on all levels and will speed your growth process. I had this same realization this past week. I've been really struggling on a number of fronts. I don't know if it's just all the energy around the election or the hurricane we just had, or, you know, Mercury's in retrograde again. We've got all this energy around December 21st coming towards us. In any event, lots of struggle for me. And I realized at some point during the week that my intent is unclear and that I tend to really have quite a wonderful ability to manifest things once I can clarify my intent. And I've been just floundering around in the absence of clarity. And so to then be sort of prepping for the show tonight, I always pick these topics at least a month in advance, and to know that the, you know, exact message that I'm needing tonight is around calling forth a clear intent in my life and in our lives, it's just amazing to me. So really, intent does involve working with purpose and perspective. We've had so many things happening since the last show. That was broadcast the weekend of the hurricane, so Hurricane Sandy has come and gone and left just unfathomable devastation for so many people along the East Coast, and our hearts go out to those folks. We also had an election take place, and at least we know now what the outcome is and can move forward, regardless of where your support was. I think about this idea of perspective and how to put this in the right words, but there's a person I know, a colleague and friend, who lives out on Long Island who lost her home. And she was telling me about it, and she said, well, yeah, I lost my home, but at least I didn't lose all my possessions. And people who had lost their home and their possessions, you know, have said, well, at least everybody's safe. And, you know, you see where I'm going with this. I mean, the way that these kinds of events really kind of slam things into perspective is probably one of the greatest lessons that come out of such horrendous happenings. You know, other things that help us get perspective and clarify our purpose revolve around financial issues that can be so difficult, all of the different lifestyle-related diseases that are reaching epic proportions right now in our society, these work-home balance issues that so many of us are struggling with, and just a few things in my own world and in my own circles. I had a friend start chemo this past week for stage 4 liver cancer. That's been something that has been weighing on me and making me think about certain areas of my own life. I have another friend who's in intensive care on life support. And I just would ask all of you listeners, either tonight on the live show or at any point when you hear it, if you could please send out prayers for Sybil tonight for her healing and for what's in her highest and best interest. I thank you for that. I also have a friend who recently lost her spouse and is now dealing with all those firsts that happen, you know, the first Thanksgiving without, the first Christmas without, and how hard that is. And then finally, a bunch of medical issues for me. One of my dogs, as many of you who listen regularly know, has a progressive lung disease that will end his life at some point. So what is the impact on us of all these events? I'm not trying to be a total downer here, but I do see so many of these things as an important wake-up call for us. And, you know, what kinds of wake-up calls do we need to make sure that we are, in fact, living on purpose, that we are keeping things in their proper perspective, that we are souls evolving through all of these human experiences and challenges that we confront? And then how do we sustain all of that? You know, I've been very interested lately in the work of Mark Nepo in his book called The Book of Awakening. The Book of Awakening. It's one of those dailies that, you know, every day you read a passage and meditate on it. And he was talking about sort of how to sustain wonder in one of the passages that I was reading about today, and how, you know, we as humans are relentlessly in some kind of cycle. We talked about that a few shows ago as well. And what he says that I wanted to share with you, that time builds and erodes, and we are transformed, yet the same. Wind gathers sand to a dune, and tide undermines the dune. It's how the early years pack us, and the later ones softly flood us without a sound. We have no choice but to withstand the film that constantly builds and to endure the erosion that inevitably follows. In truth, our aliveness depends on our ability to sustain wonder, to lengthen the moments we are truly uncovered, to be still and quiet till all the elements of the earth and all the secrets of the oceans stir the aspects of life waiting within us. I thought that was particularly appropriate given Hurricane Sandy and everything that it has or she has unearthed in the last few weeks. You know, how are we covered and then eroded as time goes by with all the experiences that we have? He also talks about life being this process or series of breaking through shells, or as a snake, you know, grows, you know, has its, sheds its skin and then outgrows its skin and sheds again. Or how we are basically a series of what he calls concentric wombs. I love that idea. It has, he writes, it has led me to realize that each self unfolds just one concentric womb en route to another, each encompassing the last. I think that's just an interesting way to think about it all, to think about, it's an interesting perspective, since that's what we're talking about tonight. How are we continually breaking through shells? How are we a series of concentric wombs growing and birthing ourselves and then birthing ourselves again? Or as Araya Mountain Dreamer writes in The Invitation, she's one of my favorite poets and writers, around this idea of purpose. She says, "It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive." And then later in the poem, she says, "I want to know if you can see beauty, even when it's not pretty, every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence." I think it can be pretty challenging to risk looking like a fool in a variety of settings, or to see beauty even when it's not pretty. It was difficult today to be with my friend Sybil in the hospital. I was with another dear, dear friend, Janet. If you're listening tonight, shout out to you. I love you. It was tough, but there was great beauty there, even with how Sybil is suffering tonight. To see Janet lovingly caress her brow and to talk with her and to pray with her was a beautiful thing. I want to know if you can see beauty, even when it's not pretty, every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. Can you source your own life? Can you find a source of nourishment from those experiences, being present to those experiences? And so how do we do some of this? What I am learning more and more every day, every moment, is that self-awareness really is the key to this. to this journey that we're on, to figuring out what our purpose is, to keeping our perspective, to clarifying our intent. And why is that the case? It's because we need to understand, like we need to recognize how we're feeling. We need to be able to identify our emotions, our preferences, just what's happening for us, how the things that are going on around us are affecting us. And really, self-awareness is how that all happens. What Don Miguel Ruiz says in his book, The Four Agreements, is that awareness is always the first step, because if you are not aware, there is nothing you can change. If you are not aware that your mind is full of wounds and emotional poison, you cannot begin to clean and heal the wounds, and you will continue to suffer. He goes on, there's no reason to suffer. So that's just one example. But you can't change anything if you're not aware. One of the things that I've been involved in the last month or so is running these mind-body medicine or mind-body skills groups. And so much of the group involves peeling away these layers. One of the most important things that we do now is called a check-in. So at the start of every group, you know, we all breathe together or do some sort of opening meditation to kind of settle in to the time together, and then everyone gets to do a check-in. And the check-in is really about talking about where you are right now. If I asked you to do a check-in, I'd say, you know, tell me about, you know, how you are right now. What are you feeling? What's going on for you? And your job then is to really figure that out. Take a moment to check in with yourself on different levels. How is your body feeling? Are you tense in any areas? Is your stomach feeling uneasy? Lately for me, I've been carrying this tremendous amount of anxiety in my heart region. And, you know, like I've got all this pressure there and I'm trying to figure out what's behind it, trying to be more self-aware, doing these check-ins with myself. And so, you know, I didn't quite understand really even until this week how vital the check-in is. I mean, you don't have to wait till you're sitting in a circle with other people that, you know, you may or may not know to do a check-in. I mean, do a check-in when you wake up in the morning and, you know, when you're brushing your teeth or when you're in the shower, driving to work. At any point in the day, these check-ins are absolutely essential to our cultivating the self-awareness that we need to be able to stay aligned with our purpose and to keep things in their proper perspective. So that check-in is just really key, that self-awareness, really, really important. Such an aha moment for me. And so it sounds like with my going on about self-awareness, we're getting ready for a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about ridding myself of a toxic person this last week, confronting some limitations, finding courage in different ways. Lots of stuff coming up, so please stay tuned. And Lynn, please take us to break. Talk to you in a few.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal, to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkyDanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m., Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
To Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about this idea of parallel universes, and every outcome imaginable is possible and happening on these alternate tracks, and how as a healer and shaman and medicine person, can you access these other realities and dimensions and bring that energy and healing into this current reality? So it's just amazing, like when you think about aligning your purpose of, you know, trying to get on board with that as a healer or light worker and trying to keep things in perspective. Like what is the perspective related to that of, you know, infinite possibilities? I also was able to attend, I've spent a lot in the last couple of weeks, I'm realizing, this great talk by Mark Mancola that took place at the Theosophical Society over in Arlington, Mass., and it was on healing with electromagnetic energy, because we are, after all, electromagnetic energy, and, you know, the Earth is, you know, electromagnetic field, we produce an electromagnetic field, and so how can you sort of work with the energy of your particular field and help a person heal. And so it was just such an interesting talk about how to do that, as well as exercises that you can do, particularly Qigong exercises that support healing from an energetic perspective. That, you know, if Qigong healing practitioners look at a tumor, for instance, as a stuck energy, and so how can you energetically impact a tumor to break up that energy? So Mark showed us a number of examples or exercises that we could do. The other thing we talked about that night was a medicine-less hospital that exists in China, and you can actually search for it, for videos of it on YouTube, and I happened to see a short little video of a procedure that was done at this medicine-less hospital on a woman who had a bladder tumor. And they had her tumor on ultrasound, like visible on the screen on the ultrasound, and three Qigong healers, three doctors working with her, and they were just using Qigong to treat her. And I don't know, it was like at least 3 minutes these three practitioners were working on her, and it shows the tumor disappearing. Now, I don't know. I don't know I didn't authenticate that tape. I didn't go to this, you know, hospital in China, but thinking about everything I'm learning about physics and healing and what's possible, coupled with what Mark Mancola said about basically with that medicine-less hospital or with a Qigong practitioner who's so committed and dedicated to his work, his end purpose, his or her perspective is that, you know, we're not taking no for an answer here, and we're healing this person no matter what. You know, I'm not sure what we do with that other than consider, wow, what if that's one of the ways that we heal? By, you know, not taking no for an answer, by saying, you know what, this is not my reality. My reality is this, and I'm going to reach for that. I'm going to confront these limitations that maybe are self-imposed, maybe they are, and I'm going to find the courage I need to break through those limitations. So pretty exciting stuff that I've been involved in lately and that I've been eager to share with you all. You know, so often we really get trapped in our own story of what we think is true about ourselves rather than what is possible for all of us. And if quantum mechanics is true, then, you know, there are infinite possibilities for our lives. And so, you know, when we can clarify our intent, when we can, you know, create smoke signals that are clear, or allow the smoke from our prayers to go up to great mystery so that we can manifest our vision, there's tremendous power in that. Tremendous power in that. So, you know, we've got this self-awareness that I've been talking about, and we've got this idea of breaking through self-imposed limitations, looking at the story that we tell about our lives and saying, you know what, I'm gonna think about it differently. I'm going to really clarify my intent. I'm going to take the time that I need to really figure out what I want my life to be. And then I'm going to go about creating that life and manifesting that vision and seeing where it takes me. Who knows? I mean, look at, you know, Oprah when she was young, never expected her life to turn out the way it did. Or maybe she did. Maybe she had the vision then. Same thing with what Marianne Williamson is accomplishing, what Eckhart Tolle has accomplished, what Don Miguel Ruiz has accomplished, what you and I can accomplish when we confront those limitations and really clarify our purpose and perspective. One of the things that's so important that we do on our way to clarifying our smoke signals is to simply breathe. When we allow ourselves to breathe and to quiet our minds, we really can access that part of ourselves that has all the answers. I mentioned the mind-body groups that I'm involved in right now, and you know, I'm really trying to put myself through all of the experiences, even between groups. You know, we teach what we most need to learn, and I get very challenged in my day-to-day life in making sure I have a regular meditation practice, or that I'm journaling or doing, you know, the check-ins and that sort of thing. So I really have been working on meditating this week. So I've been able to get 5 sessions under my belt, and I am already amazed at the shift in me that's occurred with my just taking 20 minutes to get quiet and to keep bringing myself back to point consciousness, or, you know, striving for point consciousness. You know, St. Francis has this great little quote, "You are that which you are seeking. You are that which you are seeking." I think so often we think the answers are outside of ourselves, when really they have been within us all along. I've talked about this on past shows, about Joseph Campbell frequently said in his lectures that when people are looking outside of themselves for answers, it's like standing on a whale fishing for minnows. Like standing on a whale fishing for minnows. And I love that metaphor, that, wow, you know, we have a whale at our disposal. Why are we looking for these little minnows and thinking that that is going to solve our problems or answer our questions? So I offer that. Notice the whale that you're standing on and the answers that it can provide for you. For probably years now, when I am seeking answers outside of myself, I have been told by teacher upon teacher, you need to be still. You need to quiet your mind. You need to go within for the answers. And I don't know why I've been kicking and screaming all this time to avoid doing that. I'm trying so hard to no longer fight that and really be with myself and see what's there. And I can tell you, it has been pretty darn challenging. I think maybe that's why some of the emotional turmoil I've been in is happening. It's because I really am settling in to do the work and to peel off the layers and to figure out what's going on and why I have this anvil on my chest, right over my heart right now. So what does it look like for you? What would it take for you to go within and to do the work that your soul is likely crying out for you to do? What mind-body techniques do you need to bring into your life? What self-awareness do you need to begin to cultivate? Can you do a check-in right now with yourself? Just scan your body, scan your mind, your heart, your gut. How are you feeling right now in this moment, right in the moment you're in? What's coming up for you? What are you feeling okay about? What are you maybe feeling unsure about? What sensations are coming up for you? What emotions? And the answer, or answers to those questions, are key to your figuring out what your next steps are in finding purpose, in putting things into their proper perspective, and really clarifying your intent so that Spirit can help you manifest your vision. So think about that check-in. If you get nothing else but the check-in out of tonight's broadcast, I will be very happy indeed. To know that you're taking a concerted effort or making a commitment to check in with yourself and to see what's there. Because we do need, each of us, to heal ourselves and move forward with our visions clarified so that we can heal the earth. I see, or hear, actually, that it's time for another break. When we come back, we will be talking a little bit more about some other mind-body skills we can be implementing, and also some things available through Bliss Healing Arts that might be of use to you. So, Lynn, take us to break, and we'll talk to you in a few.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Tune in every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal, to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about smoke signals, working with purpose and perspective. And before the break, I was getting into some of my experiences with meditation and going within, talking about standing on a whale, fishing for minnows when we look outside of ourselves for the answers. I wanted to talk now about something that's quite related but shifts the focus a little bit, and it's to this idea of breathing, something that we do all the time if we want to stay alive. And, you know, I was thinking about my friend Sybil that I mentioned at the top of the show, being in the hospital now. She has pneumonia, and if you look at the emotional roots of disease and see what it is for pneumonia, it's being tired of life. And my heart goes out to Sybil and what circumstances kind of came into play to contribute to her feeling tired of life and contemplating transitioning because of how she's been feeling. And thinking about pneumonia and the lungs where, you know, our breathing happens, and how essential it is to life that we breathe. You know, with the devastation of Hurricane Sandy, there was a message put out by Jim Gordon, who's the director of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in D.C., where I get a lot of my information and training. And, you know, he offered his sympathies and support and said that they were mobilizing to be available to people who'd been traumatized by the events of the storm. And he said, in the meantime, I want to offer to you this mind-body technique to help you through. And the technique he offered was soft belly breathing. As simple as that, soft belly breathing. And so I offer that to you tonight, this idea of just breathing, taking a moment or two during the day, several times a day if you can, and getting in touch with your breath. If you've never done this kind of breathing before, what you would do, or what I suggest you do, is close your eyes, get into a comfortable position. Seated is great. And place your hands on your lower abdomen so that you can feel your breath filling your lower abdomen and leaving your lower abdomen as you inhale and exhale. Now, my suspicion is that, and actually I know this is why Jim offered this to all of the victims of the hurricane, is that soft belly breathing is a way that we can calm our central nervous system and balance our fight or flight response. When you breathe down into your lungs like that, you also get better oxygen exchange, more clarity that way. And it helps you combat the stress and trauma that you're experiencing or that they are experiencing. And so I offer that to you as well, because we all have circumstances that challenge us in our lives, things that happen unexpectedly, and things that we know are coming down the pike. And so I encourage you to breathe, to use this mind-body practice of soft belly breathing so that we can have an immediately available tool for combating our stress and fight or flight response. And now, why is that so important? And I say this every show, and I think I'm going to continue saying this every show, that stress causes cellular inflammation in the body, and cellular inflammation is at the root of every disease process that we have. And truly, it's the cumulative effect of what we do every day that determines our health over the long term, for better or for worse. So something as simple as breathing can help us to manage this fight or flight response, this stress response that can wreak havoc, not just in our emotional lives, but also in our physical bodies. So please keep that in mind. Also think about whether you need to be cultivating additional mind-body skills in your life. If you're local to Massachusetts, you might want to consider joining one of the mind-body groups that we'll be forming in the new year. You might want to think about meditation practices that appeal to you and look to cultivate some of those in your life. We have a great shamanic journeying monthly meeting here in Manor that you might want to participate in. Shamanic journeying is a way, as a form of meditation that allows you to alter your brain waves by listening to a drum beat, and it allows you to enter what is called non-ordinary reality and get all sorts of important information about yourself in that way. You might want to also think about some kind of coaching, one-on-one work, or self-care planning sessions. I'm not the only game in town, but I'd be happy to assist you with those things. Above all, what you want to do is find someone that you trust and whose energy feels really safe and appealing to you. And so as we think about concluding tonight's program about smoke signals and working with purpose and perspective, I want you to think about what introspection and self-awareness can teach you about finding your own answers and learning to trust them. What introspection can teach you about purpose and perspective. What it can do to help you clarify your intent so that the smoke signals you send up are clear, so that the essence of our prayers rising up on the smoke of the sacred Chinoonpa to great mystery are heard and answered. And I want to let you know that every month I do a pipe ceremony. I'm a Chinoonpa carrier, and so that is one of the commitments I've made, that once a month I'll pray for the people. And so I invite you to please send in your prayers and intentions to me. You can email them to me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com, and when it's time for me to do that prayer ceremony, I will include your worries, prayers, concerns, anything that's troubling you in that ceremony, knowing full well that the essence of those prayers and intentions will go up to great mystery and be heard. I also wanted to encourage us to really get into that space of gratitude as we approach the holiday season, with Thanksgiving being less than 2 weeks away. So if we're not already in that space, let's take some time to shift and be grateful for what blessings we have. Be grateful for the lessons and all those challenges that teach us so much. And really be aware of your own life and your purpose here. When my father was sick, I was reading all sorts of books about death and dying and really trying to understand about that process and just get my head around it, because it was just so challenging. And I came upon a book. I can't quite remember the title. It might have been called The First Day. And basically, the idea was, when in your life do you approach or hit the first day of the last year? The first day of the last year of your life. And I thought, wow, that is really powerful. Like, will I have another November 10th? In my life, you know, when will I hit that first day of the last year? And so I offer that for your consideration too. Time is precious. You know, it may, in, you know, the physics world, not really exist, but at the same time, it's a precious thing. It's the one thing we can never get back. So how are we spending our time? How are we aligned with our purpose and keeping the right things in perspective and in focus? As Mary Oliver says, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Let's contemplate answering that question and remembering all of these things as we close tonight's program. So that's what I have for your consideration tonight. I thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. Again, you can also send your prayers and intentions there as well. Visit my website, blisshealingarts.com. I usually have my schedule posted there. Or call me at 508-481-2547. Our next show, November 25th, that's Thanksgiving weekend at 7 p.m. And our topic is Sweat Lodge, Clearing the Mind's Negativity. I thank you so much for being with me on this one-year anniversary of Living on Purpose. I look forward to connecting with you again. Until then, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Teresa's Health and Wellness every first Sunday at 8 p.m. to receive functional tips on how to create a healthier lifestyle through better nutrition. Get your questions answered now so you can start living a healthier, energetic life. Teresa's Health and Wellness is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.